the top 10 of iTunes chart for this week.
Okay.
It's very strange. So if you look at the top 10 songs for this week, number 10 is Cardi B, Up.
Up, right.
Which you can't get out of your head. All you bitches fuck. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's up. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up. Megan Thee Stallion and Maroon 5 is next.
Of course. Beautiful mistakes.
Then, Spirit in the Sky, Norman Greenbaum.
What?
Then, Zombie, the Cranberries.
Okay, those must have been used in a movie or a video game or something.
It's not over. Okay. Peaches, the next one from Bieber.
Well, of course. He just got the peach tattoo. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah, shit. I get my weed from California.
That's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Badass bitch. Who beat Justin Bieber? Brian Adams, Summer of 69.
What? What?
If this doesn't tell you how bad music is, Summer of 69 sucked when it came out. It is now number 5 on the chart. Number 5.
It wasn't number 5 when it came out. It never made the top 10. Never made the top 10.
Yeah, in 1985, it peaked out at 15. All right, what beat Bryan Adams? Fleetwood Mac, Dreams.
Still going?
Number 4.
Oh my God, I can't believe that's still going after that video. This is forever.
It drives me insane. Then you have the Bruno Mars song, Leave the Door Open. Mask Wolf. Astronaut in the Ocean. I don't know what that is. What you know about rolling down in the deep when your brain goes numb? You and then Lil Nas X, he's number 1. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me out by your name, I'll be on the way. Like,
Of course.
But Brian Adams, number 5. Zombie, the Cranberries.
Call me by your name. Is that the name of the song? Lil Nas X?
Yeah, the Montero, which is Lil Nas X, his real name is Montero.
Right.
So that's why. And he was named after a Mitsubishi Montero, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that about him. That's really, is that where he was conceived, I wonder?
If that was true, then I would have 16 kids. I'll name Montero. But yeah, how strange is that though?
Well, the Dreams thing is from a TikTok video, so that's obviously still going. Because remember, like, you and I see stuff when it goes viral, and then weeks later we're over it. But there's other people that are first discovering it, so that's why the Fleetwood Mac song is really popular. So a lot of those songs are either because of TikTok or because of video games.
Not Summer 69. It's never been a TikTok. It barely made the air. It's number 5.
So where did that come from? Was it in a movie? Was it in a TV show? It must
be
somewhere.
I think it's summertime. I think summer's coming. And that's,
no one cares about that song.
Zombie. How the hell is Cranberry Zombie on the chart? That song sucked when it came out.
But that's what I'm saying. It's got to be. Yeah. So, okay. So let's figure it out. Okay. So Cranberries, Zombie.
Right.
Let's find out where it is now and why it's suddenly making news.
Well, because she died like a year ago.
That was a year ago. So why is the song?
I don't know.
Still big now.
I don't know. I couldn't stand it when it was new.
I'm trying to figure out, like, it passed 1 billion views. The song Zombie, the video, passed 1 billion views. Oh, here we go. Why are old songs dominating iTunes charts? Okay, good. Now I'll find out.
Because there's nothing else out right now. Everything that's new sucks. So the old songs do much better.
Okay, so, all right. So Astronaut in the Ocean by the Australian rapper Masked Wolf is just huge. It just is. So that's not surprising. But number two, Zombie, which was released in 1994. And number three, inexplicably, Summer of 69 from Bryan Adams. That was a hit in 1985. So why would those be big
now? I think it's just summertime.
That's not why. No, this because there's better summer songs.
It's okay, got so summer here, in the title.
Okay, here's...
It's got two of my favorite things in the title.
69 and summer. all right. Well, okay. So here's some theories about it, according to this particular writer. They're saying that Apple's iTunes is notorious opaque. It's very opaque. Like there's no, like they have rankings without any real metrics to back them up.
But they have metrics. It's downloads. That's the metrics. Right.
Okay. So nostalgia and comfort music is brought on by the pandemic.
Nobody's comfortable around Zombie.
Okay.
Some screeches in my head.
A lack of star power. No, the TikTok effect. That's one thing they're saying.
I get that with Fleetwood Mac. I don't get that with Spirit in the Sky.
No, but it's everything I just said. TikTok, inclusion of these songs in video games, and appearance of these songs in TV shows, movies, and commercials. Mm-hmm. So Summer of 69 or Cranberries must be in a video game or a TikTok that's really popular right now.
Right.
Or a commercial that we don't know about because we don't watch regular TV.